Hello, my name is Beauty, the coordinator of educational media at CERT. In this edition's Digital Thinking column, we're going to be talking about using Facebook groups to facilitate and enhance communication while traveling abroad with students. Traveling abroad with a large group of students brings the age-old problem of keeping everyone informed in a timely manner. A simple and convenient way to accomplish this task is through the use of Facebook groups. Almost everybody uses Facebook to check in with friends and family and while traveling. It's an easy way to send quick announcements to people and know that they will get the message and can share it with others. Facebook offers the added advantage of not requiring cell phone data as long as an adequate Wi-Fi connection is available. It's a wonderful tool to use over the course of the entire trip, from before you leave until after the journey is over. Facebook groups facilitate pre-planning travel and build excitement and community before the trip begins. Such groups also provide an ideal platform for sharing reminders and fielding trip-related questions. The familiar environment of Facebook makes it comfortable for students and faculty to share packing advice, compare notes on what they plan to bring, and ask questions related to course requirements, such as pre-trip readings. Such communications also alleviate travel-related anxieties by providing an easily accessible place to post last-minute details about airport departures or arrivals. As soon as people arrive at a location with Wi-Fi in a new country, it's natural for them to check their phone for messages, and many look at Facebook first. Oftentimes, airports, restaurants, and cafes will give you the password for their free Wi-Fi. This is especially helpful if your group is arriving at different times. Where exactly are we meeting again? Someone might ask. We have a small group of four at Terminal 3, to the left when you get out of customs. We're sitting down at one of the tables. Someone else may reply. You can share reminders or last-minute changes in the schedule along with other important information. If the group's dinner plans change from previously communicated schedules, everyone can get the message to be there at the right time. The questions become easy to ask, and the connection facilitates a very open communication with the entire group. Does anybody have extra Band-Aids? Does anyone have a power adapter I can borrow for the evening? Does anyone want to get together to have dinner tonight? Even if somebody doesn't respond, they'll find comfort reading a post confirming that their own information is correct. After the journey is over, you may also encounter some unexpected surprises and long-term benefits. Students may ask, where do we turn in our assignments, in Canvas or in person? People begin sharing travel photos and videos and links to things happening in cities that they just visited, and it also helps support with post-trip blues. Some groups have put together websites and published books, all shared with each other through Facebook posts. Many keep in touch with their current news of graduating and going to grad school, military deployments, and even marriage proposals. It becomes a great tool for arranging post-travel get-togethers. For example, a group that traveled to Spain during a summer study abroad trip organized a Spanish dinner in St. Augustine and a hike around the city after their return, all of which probably wouldn't have happened without the ease and open dialogue facilitated by using Facebook groups. All of this helps to build alumni camaraderie and memories that last for years. Facebook groups have the option of being set to public or private, depending on your use case. Contact CERT if you are interested in learning about how to set up a group and more suggestions for using it on your journeys.